USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. and British authorities Monday continued an investigation into the weekend standoff of a Texas synagogue that ended with an armed British national dead and a rabbi crediting past security training for getting him and three members of his congregation out safely. Rabbi Charlie Seiten Walker said security training at his suburban Fort Worth congregation over the years is what allowed him and three other hostages to make it through the 10-hour ordeal, which he described as traumatic. FBI Special Agent Matthew DeSarno.
We do believe from our engagement with this subject that he was singularly focused on one issue, and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community, but we're continuing to work to find motive, and we will continue on that path.
The FBI has since walked back the statement, saying this is a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted. End quote. Today is Martin Luther King Day. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
I have a dream speech. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s address at a march on Washington, August 28, 1963.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
When you boil down President Biden's voting rights legislation, Democrats don't want anyone to show an ID to vote. Republicans, along with the majority of Americans, want an ID requirement. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio on Newsmax, explains vaccine requirements require an ID, so why not voting?
You can't make this stuff up. To the vaccine requirement and the ID, I mean, think about it. This is from the people who have told us all along things that turned out to be completely false. I mean, almost everything they told us turned out to be wrong. They told us that, oh, it didn't come from a lab. They told us that it wasn't gain-of-function research. They told us only 15 days. They told us mask work. They told us that there would never be a mandate. They told us that there was a federal plan. Joe Biden said that himself. I have a plan. They told us that the vaccinated can't get it. The vaccinated can't transmit it. And they told us that there's no such thing as natural immunity. So they've been wrong on everything. But now they tell us, oh, you've got to have your papers to actually get into a restaurant. Meanwhile, as you pointed out, you don't need any of that to vote in so many of these Democrat-run places. It's ridiculous.
Here's some more information on a vaccine mandate in the nation's capital.
People 12 and older who want to shop and dine in the nation's capital must now show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. New rules taking effect over the weekend after Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser signed executive orders last month, forcing people entering indoor venues to prove they've been vaccinated. The Democrat mayor saying the mandate was a way to ensure hospitals don't get overwhelmed amid a spike in COVID-19 cases. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.